This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, before we get into the NFL, and we'll do this in a moment, I know people say, I had this dream. You're not going to believe this dream I had. And normally they're very boring, but I did have a very funny sports-related dream last night for about 10 minutes when I fell back to sleep early in the morning. I dreamt that I was trying out for the Orioles to try and make the team, and I had one tryout, and then after it was over, Trey Mancini comes up to me, and he's like the nicest guy, and Trey comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Jinx, nice job, but maybe you should try something else." And I thought, well, that must have not gone well, because I thought I did pretty well, and then I was told immediately, don't do this. Why would a 48-year-old try for a baseball team anyway? You know?
Like, why would they even let me even like give Ichiro? It?
I don't know. Let's bring this guy back. He was smashing it in Little League. It makes no sense whatsoever. So, but for about 10 minutes there, I thought I had a chance. I thought I was going to be in the show. Turned out not to be true. I was laying in bed getting ready for this show.
So what position were you fictionally trying out for? Second base?
Utility. I don't want to play anything. I just want you guys to have me on the team. I just want a uniform. Can I play, please? And no, didn't happen. So there goes my dreams. It was worth a shot. Do you ever have a dream like that that's sports related, just under the umbrella of this show, that's something that says, oh yeah, you know, sometimes because we talk so much about sports or sports betting, I dream this or that?
I haven't had one in a while because I don't really dream because my sleep is so interrupted. Like when you have a kid, you just like sleep in little bouts. So oh, yeah. I haven't had a dream in quite some time, and that's kind of depressing, but
that is. But sometimes you can have a great ride in a dream and you wake up and you're like, ah, that sucks. Ah, but what a run. Just like me. I was so close to making it to the majors last night for about 10 minutes. I was great. Chelsea, the Steelers have a dream this weekend. And that dream is pulling off a massive upset over the Kansas City Chiefs. They are 12.5-point underdogs. And Big Ben, talking to the media yesterday, said his Pittsburgh team is playing with house money.
I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
What is he trying to do here? Do you think this is kind of reverse psychology and trying to, you know, out jinx you know what people are saying? Or it's like the Eminem and 8 Mile strategy, where you take all the insults and you say them about yourself so other people don't have any ammo?
I think he is definitely I think he knows what the spread is. I think he doesn't want anyone to know he's putting some money down on Steelers plus 12.5. So he's like, oh, what's the spread on this game? Chiefs by 20? I don't have any idea. Meanwhile, he's like, boop, let me put it down. Steelers plus 12.5. Yeah, he's doing the whole, oh, shucks, we're just happy to be here. We don't know what we're doing. We're just a team that we're lucky to make it here. And you know he wants to win this game. And he is right to a certain extent. Yeah, they should go out and have fun. There's a reason why they are monster underdogs here. But I also think this is a strategy to loosen up everyone on his team and to also make it seem like, oh, we're not going to win. And maybe take a little bit of the edge off of Kansas City. I don't think it's going to work, but it's an interesting strategy.
I think it's a great strategy because when you go into a game kind of feeling like you're playing with house money, that's when you can be a really dangerous team and you can play loose and not really clamp up, you know, if you're down early on.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a matter of mentality. And like a lot of it had to do with the way that the Steelers got in the playoffs because they needed a lot of help. And I will say they beat the Ravens, you know, in an overtime game, which was really thrilling. But still, like, didn't they need the Jags to beat the Colts, which happened, but still. So like a lot of things had to go right for the Steelers to be here. And I think they know that. But this game has already been an electric factory when it comes to quotes, because listen to what Andy Reid said about this game. Like, I had to stop myself from laughing. He said, the Steelers are playing like a number one seed right now.
Number like, one what? Seed in the CFL? He really said that?
Yeah. Like, one of the 93.7, the Fan tweeted it. And they said, head coach Andy Reid, the Steelers are playing like the number one seed right now. And I would love to be a fly on the wall in that room. Like, somebody had to let out a little chuckle, right?
They're playing like the number one seed in the Pac-12 is what they're playing like. They're not a number one seed in the NFL. That's just coach speak. He's just trying to, but that's overdoing it. I understand not wanting to give another team any sort of bulletin board material, but there's a difference between that and exaggerating so much that the statement becomes laughable. So let me ask you this, looking ahead, and certainly the Steelers are not a big favorite to win the Super Bowl. They are looking right now, the Steelers are 80-1. So they're at the very bottom of the odds. You've got the Chiefs at 5-1, second only to the Packers. When you look ahead, trying to make money on the Super Bowl, would you try and make the Super Bowl? Are you betting on the winner, the Super Bowl MVP? Have you thought about how you're betting this thing?
Oh, what do you mean, in the futures market?
In the futures market, do you have a strategy for betting on the Super Bowl outside of, or maybe it is the strategy, which is I'm just going to pick the winner, or I'm going to pick both sides. I'm going to pick the AFC champion, NFC champion. What is your strategy, or how are you going about trying to make money in the futures market when looking at the big game?
I think there's two strategies that you look at here. And one is just pick who you truly think is going to win, because we can talk about value all day. But at the end of the day, like if your bet doesn't come through, like there's no value in a loser. So, you know, like who you really think is going to win, I think it's probably going to be the Packers, but they're also the favorites to win it at plus 375. Like I said, I think that first round bye is going to be really crucial for this Packers team that's trying to get healthy, most namely for Aaron Rodgers, who's been working with a toe injury for most of the back half of the season. But looking for some value, because usually when you're talking about the futures market, you want a team that has some kind of value, and that's where you really get those big returns on your money. I think for me, we've already talked about the 49ers possibly being a really dangerous team in the playoffs. They're plus 2,000 to win it all. I think that is worth a little sprinkle. And then also looking at I want to say the Titans, but like I don't even want to jinx it because I'm a Titans fan. What do you think about the Cowboys? And like, obviously the Niners and Cowboys are going head to head. So one of those is going to be a loser, you know, immediately. Yeah. Of those two teams, who do you think has the better shot at winning the Super Bowl? Because on paper, the Cowboys should be good. And at plus 1200, maybe there's some value there.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I like the Niners to cover and maybe win. But I do think when you're comparing these two teams outside of this particular matchup this weekend, I do think the Cowboys have the most value because they have the most potential. And they're enticing at 12-1. If you're looking at a value play for the Super Bowl, of all of these teams listed, 12-1 is really enticing. If the Cowboys put it together, and the times when they do put it together, they look unbeatable. It's just that you never know if they're going to do it from week to week. So you got to be a believer in Jerry and the Cowboys. But I'm with you as far as potential goes. I think that's the most value on the board.
And then looking at some of the other futures markets, you can bet on the winning division. I was kind of hoping you could bet on the winning conference, because I do think it's probably going to be the NFC, just because I feel like the field of teams is a bit stronger in the NFC. Do you think it's going to be an AFC or an NFC team?
No, I do think it's going to be an NFC team. I'm really bullish on the Packers, and I know they're the favorites, but I feel like Packers and Bucks are probably the two best teams in football, or at least the two teams that I'm most willing to put money on to win it all. So if you take conference affiliation out of it and just rank your teams, to me it's Packers 1, Bucks 2, and so I would go with the NFC. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's NFC for me as well. And then looking at some other awards, you can spin it to maybe get some more value by already placing your money on a Super Bowl MVP bet. Because if you do like the Packers, they're plus 375 to win the Super Bowl, but Aaron Rodgers is plus 450 to win Super Bowl MVP. And we've seen it in Super Bowls. Like, it's not always a quarterback. Sometimes a guy will just have a big game. But that's another way to kind of get a few extra dollars and a few extra points of value, you know, when playing the futures market.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.